This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
You guys,
Alan hates us.
I was trying to figure out how to get the equipment going, and I'm like, Alan, why does this say 30 minutes? And he goes, that says 30 seconds.
She's literally the worst person who should be in charge of all this.
And he's like, Alan, like, just... he's had enough voice, you know, that voice that he does.
Yeah, it's monotone. He's like, yeah, that's the one.
he's like, that says 30 seconds.
Yeah. You know, when you're just so frustrated with like your husband and you're like, yeah, that's where you put the silverware. That's exactly how Alan feels about us. We're the annoying wives who don't know shit about shit.
Oh, my God. I know you.
Thank God there's Rachel. That's all I'm gonna say.
Missed that. Your headphones weren't on and you missed that. And I'm just like,
oh no, but I didn't even hear it. I know the tone of voice you're talking about. I don't even need to hear that moment. I know Alan's pissed off voice.
Hi, everybody. So I'm totally deflecting because I'm sure
today is gonna be a fuckery of all fuckeries.
Like, why am I choosing to do this?
This is the thing. Jess's job is to come up with the content. Topics, content that surprises the shit out of me, because I will never agree to the topics unless she just creates them and then says you have no choice. So she does this and then throws us all under the bus, and then we're all supposed to be okay with it, and then poor Alan has to edit it all together, and then I just sit there like a fucking asshole. That's our jobs.
Yeah, like normally though, like my plan of action, my POA is to sneak attack you and like make you uncomfortable. Now yeah. I'm fucking uncomfortable.
Well, because this is the worst topic that we could have chosen.
This is horrible.
Well, the funniest thing to me with this episode is that like I got a baddie submission for it before Jess really explained to me what was happening.
Oh, no way.
And so suddenly I was like, what the fuck? Why would someone tell me this?
Yeah. Oh my God.
All right, let me tell y'all what we're doing today. Tracy, as soon as we sat down, was like, I'm like real nervous for this.
And I'm like uncomfortable. Physically uncomfortable.
I have a feeling that mine is the worst.
Here's the thing. I sent like six to Rachel because...
Let me explain what we're doing. Okay. This episode is about confessions. Okay. Yeah. Stuff we've never told another
soul. That we don't want
soul.
People to know.
We don't
so
want
let's just put it on a fucking podcast.
We don't want anyone to know. We've never told anyone because we've been shamed, humiliated, embarrassed,
mortified,
scared, whatever it is. But now we're telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done today, everyone that's playing this game, we've got me, Trey, Alan. We've got Sabotage Sally.
Yep.
We've got Sammy.
We pulled Sammy Max in.
And we have our gay best friend. So everyone
And
has
we even
submitted.
Tried to get Joanne and Denny, no?
Oh, we have Denny. That's right.
Yeah, celebrity guests. We're trying to get Joanne, Jesse. But
Jesse, don't you want to know my secret?
And we were like, we don't know if we do. We're terrified.
So pretty much what we've done is we've taken, everyone's wrote down their confession. Now we had to have a third party, so nobody knows what anyone's confession is, okay? So this is a little bit of a game. So we're going to listen to the confessions and we're going to take turns guessing whose confession is whose. So because none of us involved in the game could read the confessions who they were coming from, we all emailed Rachel, who's Alan's fiance.
So poor Rachel.
Who's like a angel saint.
She's so nice and just got a shit fuck of emails of these horrible things that we've all done. We're supposed to act afterwards like none of it happened.
I literally put in the headline of my email. I'm like, I am so sorry. Like, this was a terrible idea.
Meanwhile, my email gave six confessions and wrote, I don't know which one is dumber. You pick.
It's like if you sent your confession to like
God.
Mother Mary.
Yeah. God and was like,
yeah,
just give me three Hail Marys to our fathers and let's call it a day.
Yeah. That's what I feel like. And I feel like, you know, once we get this off our chest to talk about it, first of all, I cannot even believe what I put down.
I don't know what I put down because I'm not sure which one Rachel picked. So it's going to be a surprise to me.
So you sent her. Well, now I'm concerned that you had six really bad secrets.
No, I have way more than six. I was comfortable telling six. I was comfortable with
I was not comfortable telling Rachel one. You told her six.
Because I was like, because I kept saying, oh, I have a good one. And Jess is like, make it really good. And I'm like, bitch, you didn't even hear the secret. Like, it could be really good. Then she made me insecure about my secrets. So then I sent a bunch and I was like, let Rachel choose the worst because I don't know which one it is.
I tried to explain to everybody when I was explaining the episode. I said, I don't want the secret to be something small. Like, the confession has to be
Let me explain to you what Jess's suggestions were. I ate a horse's dick. I murdered someone and buried the body in my basement. I'm like, I'm sorry, Jess. I'm not going to be able to play your game because I haven't murdered anyone. And if I did, I sure as fuck am not announcing it on a goddamn podcast.
If it was more than 7 years ago, you'd be fine.
Oh, well, it was, but it doesn't matter at this point.
What about my suggestion of Alan burning down a house?
Oh, yeah, or Alan, like if you had burnt down a house or something. And I was like, Jessica, at what point? Like, at what point is this going to be a normal game?
And I'm like, everyone, of course, was like, you know, Sam was like, I don't have any secrets. Tracy
Meanwhile, Sammy had the massive hangover of the century and just kept writing, like, I'm not okay.
I was like, Sammy, search within your soul. Like, I know we all have something.
I know. The problem is I know all of Sammy's secrets. So for her to find one in her that I wouldn't have guessed right away, because I know some secrets, okay? Well, I begged her. I'm like, yo, send this one in. She's like, I'm not. Yeah, I was like, yo, Sammy, you know the one I want? She was like, I'm not sending that in. And I was like, damn it, because that's the best one.
I wanted it to be a secret that you don't even remember off the top of your head because you buried it so deep.
Yeah, that's pretty much all of mine that I sent.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Okay.
I almost like maybe like how we'll see how well this game goes, but maybe I'll have Rachel read more of them like at the end.
Okay.
We'll see how I have to hear other people's secrets first to know how bad and comfortable I feel.
I mean,
I do know that like in the email that she sent us, there's an extra confession.
From Tracy?
So that like no, there's just an extra confession.
Oh. Oh, someone we don't know?
I told her to throw in an extra confession so that we don't get
So it may be one of mine, it may be one of Jess's, it may be one of Sammy's, because I know Sammy couldn't choose, and I don't know who else did whatever. Anybody else could have sent more than one, I don't know.
But that way we couldn't get to the end and couldn't be like, oh, this one has to be this person.
Perfect.
Alan, I have a serious question. As Rachel was, you know, these emails were coming in, like, was she giving off any, like...
Judgmental energy.
Yeah, like, judgmental energy is exactly what I was going for.
I know, I can read it in your eyes. She has fucking fear dripping out of her pores.
The only one I was actually with her when she got the email was Jessica.
Oh, no!
And she laughed.
No. The thing is, guys, I didn't know...
She was like, I just got Jessica.
I can't wait to hear it. The thing is, you guys, I didn't know Jez in high school, so there's a whole other person that I can't expose to you because I don't know her. But if I did my research correct, Jess was a whole nother type of fuck up in high school.
Tracy straight up is now going, I don't know her. Like,
I don't know Jess at all. I let this woman come in my house. I don't know. There's a hole in the wall. I let her touch my kids.
I'm telling you right now, what I wrote down, I never... I have told a soul. The people I was with that night don't know about it. Nobody. This is a...
I'm fucking souped for this. All I know.
This is something that I never planned to share with anybody. And
this is going to be phenomenal. This may easily shoot to my number one episode.
Yeah, or your worst.
What are the rules for today? Like, how are we going to...
No rules like a threesome. Let's go. Boom.
Oh, my... Tracy, you're the only one who has threesomes with no rules.
Well, there shouldn't be rules. Rules are made to be broken. People are going to break them anyway.
Oh, my God. Like a threesome, no rules. No, there are definitely rules during a threesome, but okay. All right. So, Alan, so the rules. So, Rachel will read them, and we'll go... We'll take turns. I'll start. Trey, you go in the middle, and Alan will go last, and we'll all take a guess whose confession
it could
be from.
So, let's review. Tracy, Jessica, Alan, Sammy, Sabotage, Denny.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And
potentially Joanne if we get a... Yeah. If we got her email or not.
Alan, what are... Tell me more rules.
We can't say, no, that's not me.
Good call.
Good call.
That gives shit away.
Yeah, because it could be and you're trying to play like, you know, poker face or... Yeah. I feel like I'm about to learn things about my best friend also that I'm uncomfortable with. But all right, let's go.
And our producer.
I'm more worried about Alan. Yes, I'm more worried about, because I feel like Alan in my eyes is already like a super freak. And then I'm like, dare I ask his biggest confession? Like,
I'm actually a little worried.
Wait, does Rachel know yours?
I can't answer that.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's fucking go, because this is getting me real, real souped right now. I'm excited. I'm shaking.
So after our game, we also took a few confessions from the baddies that, you know, needed to get something off their chest.
Are these anonymous?
Are they anonymous, Alan? I haven't read them.
Almost all of them are anonymous, but I think we're going to say all of them are anonymous anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like, you probably don't want. Y'all, some of these are great.
Wow. They're going to outdo us, obviously.
So, you know, Trey and Jay are here. We're going to absolve you of your sins. Once you get your confession out, you're going to feel much better.
I think we should give out, what is it called when you go to confession and then they give you homework? Like 5 Hail Marys, 3 Our Father. What is it called?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody know? Catholics,
Alan?
Out there?
Alan, come on. Isn't your dad a pastor?
Yeah.
A pastor.
A pastor.
A pastor and a priest is a pastor.
A pastor? Isn't he a pastor?
I mean, I will say, you know, Southern Baptist is way different from Catholics. So
damn.
Who knew?
I don't know. I don't know the rules. I taught CCD, but I don't know the rules, so that's good.
We'll still do that. We'll give everybody
it's a called few, depending something. On... I want to know what the word is called. What is it called?
Oh, let's call Joanne. She'll know.
Yeah, Joe will know. What is it called when a priest gives you homework after a confession?
Mom.
Yes.
What's it called when you go to confession and the priest is like, take these 5 Hail Marys and...
Yeah, what is it called?
Like, extra penance.
Penance.
Penance. Thank you.
Fucking
okay.
Joe, man.
Bye.
A hero.
Penance, Jesse.
All you right. Never did it, did you?
Penance. Okay. Okay. I think we should give those out.
Yes. All right, I agree. All right, so we'll give penance.
And they have to be good.
And all right, so we're going to give up to 10 depending on how bad it is, okay? Yeah. So if it's like a really bad one, they get 10. Mm. You get how it goes. All right, shall we play this fucking game?
Yeah, let's fucking go.
Okay, let's fucking go. So I was going to write a theme song.
No,
but
just please.
The only thing I could think about was
these are my confessions.
And I was like, all right, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna sing.
Why
it
did
all
I
time.
Not know?
These are my confessions. All right, what do we got? Rach, you starting it up? Oh my god, I'm nervous.
I'm
right
shaking.
Now. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, the first one. I cursed out Kid Cudi's manager while dressed like a porn star.
Oh my god.
What
I
the
cursed?
Fuck? I'm not ready for all of these.
That's 100% Tracy, right?
I cursed out Kid Cudi's manager while dressed as a porn star. I mean, it's between Tracy or Sammy. That's my all right.
I'm gonna go sabotage. It sounds super sabotage to me. I don't know.
It does sound sabotage-ish.
Or is it Brandon?
Do we just Brandon, name every single person?
No, we have to have a solid vote. Mine is sabotage. I'm truly, Alan, hoping this is not you. Okay.
I cursed out Kid kind of dressed as a porn star. Okay. My vote, that is Sammy's confession. Trey?
Sabotage.
Alan?
I'm saying Brandon.
Rachel?
Rachel?
It's Sammy.
Wow! I don't even know my friend. Why is she dressed like a porn star?
Why is she with Kid Cudi's manager?
I don't fucking know. This is things I never knew.
You don't know the story?
No. Get that bitch on the phone.
Call her. I'm
calling
her
right now. I need to know, one, why I've never heard of this. Why the fuck you're dressed as a porn star? And why I wasn't invited that you got backstage with a manager somewhere? What a hoe.
Sammy?
Yes?
What the fuck?
Why? Everything.
Why are you dressed as a porn star in public? What's happening?
Wait, so first of all, I sent picture evidence.
Oh my god, there's photo?
Did you not guess it?
No, I said sabotage.
I guessed it.
Oh, amazing. See, I knew I'd stump you.
This is okay. Not Sammy Max behavior. I don't know what's happening.
Alan, there's a photo that goes along with this?
Yeah.
There's definitely no photo for
Rachel,
mine.
Rachel, like, looked over at me and just nodded.
Okay, let me tell you the story. So, as you may or may not know, I went to Arizona State, and AEPI was one of the fraternities, and they were like the Jew boys, so they were like my best friends, and they did a rock stars and porn stars party, and Kid Cudi was performing.
I don't even know. I couldn't pick him out of a fucking lineup. I don't even know what he looks like.
You know what he sings, though. You know who he is, right?
What does he
what
sing?
Does he sing? I don't know. I'm old as fuck.
Like day and night.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. I'm so fucking old, but anyway, go ahead. Oh, yes, wow. Jess is such a winner. Go ahead. A
mixture of Fergie and Jesus. Okay, so anyway, so they did a rock star and porn stars party, and because I was, like, so close with the guys, I just hung out backstage with a bunch of my girlfriends. And Kid Cudi was performing. It was fun, whatever. We were getting drunk, but, like, it was college, so we were drinking, like, Popov instead of, like,
ew.
I know. So then I look over and I see, like, Kid Cudi's manager, and they have, like, a full bar, essentially. There was, like, Grey Goose, and I was like, oh, I feel like I'm home. So I walk over there, and I'm, like, you know, talking to the guy, and his manager is from Queens. He hears my Jersey accent. We're talking this and that, and he's like, obviously, I'm dressed as a porn star. So, Tracy, I was wearing the Christian Audigé.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Words.
You'll see it in the photo.
Mm-hmm.
So my boobs were, like, very young at that age, so they were out there.
Oh, the and new boobs, yes.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were new.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking to him. He was like, "You want a drink?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "All right, well then, flash me." And I said, "I'm sorry. What did you just say?"
Wow. And
he was like, "Yeah, if you want some Grey Goose, flash me." And I was like, I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to. I was like, I get you're from Queens, but I'm from Jersey.
Yes, and bitch, you fucking tell them.
I mean, that does not equal the boob shot for a glass of Grey Goose.
First of all, I'm only flashing you for like a free cab ride. I'm not for fucking Grey Goose.
Technically, he was pretty much being flashed already.
Right. Yeah, no, your tits are out in that.
Maybe
yeah.
A nip slip.
Yeah.
So I told him off. Like, his like, team guy, like, the guys on his team or whatever were like, dude, what are you doing? My friends were like, shit, do we have to, like, stop Sammy from punching this guy? And moral of the story, I got my Grey Goose.
Ah, yes. Well played, Samantha Max.
I'm curtsying. You can't see it, but I'm curtsying.
Yes, I mean, I can. I pictured it. How about you want to see my tits? I want to see Kid Cudi.
Yeah. Or, like, let's make this a fucking normal deal.
Also, I'd already been hanging out with Kid Cudi. He was backstage before he went on.
Oh, so he had no.
So, wait, you're just his manager.
He had nothing to give.
Yeah. Where's your fucking leverage?
Wow. Check your text.
Oh, yes. I know that shirt. Me and Sammy, fun fact, got this shirt. We went to Short Hills Mall, bought this shirt for $78, and then had this weird guy who professionally cuts shirts cut it for us.
He was
live.
The one from Christian Audigé.
Yeah, he was like their artist for, yeah.
Sammy has, let me explain this to the audience, dark, dark-ass long hair, a black leather choker.
Yep.
Skin tight, like cut a shirt, up a shirt that's like a baby doll shirt that's been like destroyed so that she could show every part of her body.
Yeah,
and her new tits are out.
New tits.
She's got, it looks like a belt with one of the sickest emblems on it I've ever
seen.
Oh
yes, we know those belts.
And possibly black jeans with like
cuts.
Yeah, like I don't know, like leopard, cheetah on this. What kind of animal is that? Zebra.
Zebra. Yep.
They were like spandex.
Ah, yes, but of course they were.
I mean, an incredible, well done outfit. But thank you for sharing
that.
I'm glad that Tracy doesn't know it.
That shirt was meant to be worn the other way. That rip was supposed to be in the back.
Yeah, of course it was. Only me and Sammy wear shirts the wrong way.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Sammy, I have a whole new respect for you, and I'm so glad that you.
I can't believe I didn't guess it.
I can't believe I stumped Tracy. This
I'm shook. I didn't think not one time did it cross my mind. That's for sure, Sammy. It was either Gay Brandon or Sabotage for sure for me.
Oh my God. Thanks for playing, Sammy.
Love you.
That was Sammy's confession.
Sammy out the gate.
Sammy out the gate.
Damn. Let's go.
All right.
Wow. All right. What's next? What we got next?
Come on, Rach.
All right. I slept with the parent of a child I was babysitting for.
Oh my God. I slept with the parent
Brandon.
Of a child.
Has he ever babysat? Would you leave your kid with him?
No. He'll tell you he doesn't mess
with
children.
Oh. That would have been my
guess.
And
that means that he'd have to have like the parent was like in the closet.
Most are.
Oh my God. Okay. Brandon, I mean, I guess it could be Brandon, but I don't think he's fond of children.
If I didn't know that he wasn't kid friendly, that's where my guess would have gone. But I'm going to have to go with Sabotage again.
I
don't think it, or Jessica. That seems like something Jess would do. You say Sabotage?
Yeah, before I thought this was going to be Sammy, but now knowing Sammy's out, like, this has got to be Sammy.
I'm going to go Jess.
I'm going Sabotage or Tracy.
Well, we need an answer.
This is Trey's confession.
All right, go ahead. Rachel?
Wait, Alan, what's your final vote?
She said Sabotage. He said Sabotage.
Okay.
My final vote is Sabotage, yeah.
So mine's Jess. Right.
Sabotage, Jess, and Trey.
Tracy.
Yes! What?
Yeah. It's always been like this weird fantasy to have, right? You always
Yeah,
I was like 19 and I was babysitting this family who I always babysat, and they had like 6 kids, and then one time they all went out together and they were like, oh, our friends would like to know if you want to babysit for them also, because, you know, babysitting is like word of mouth, like, oh, I have this great sitter, you guys should use her, whatever. And the guy was like in the middle of a divorce, and he was like, he had 2 kids, and I was like, I went over there and I thought that it was like him and his wife, but it wasn't. And then like, since
Wait,
I got there.
What? You were in high school?
19. No, I was in college-ish. I went to fucking beauty school, but yeah. And
oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know where to go from
here. You're not really describing what went down.
Am I supposed to describe what went down?
How old were the children?
The children were young. They were like 5 and 8.
And how long were you babysitting them for?
I guess he went out with his friends. He went out for like a guy's night or whatever. But before he left, he was like...
Did he live with the wife?
No, they weren't. They were separated, but he wanted to go out with his friends for the night. So he was friends with this family that I had babysat for all the time. Like, she had like 6 kids and they all went out together, whatever. So I went to go babysit for him. And when I first got there, he was like, oh yeah, I had a really good recommendation from the blank family. You know, I don't really trust a lot of people with my kids, but they like talk so highly of you. He's like, when they spoke of you, I kind of expected like some nerd with glasses to come. You know what I mean? Like, just like this little girl, whatever. He's like, you're not really what I expected.
Why
and I was
you
like,
wear babysitting because we all know what
I
you
wear,
wore to the
I
chocolate
wear
factory.
Shut the fuck. I wear sweatpants and a sweatshirt, like casual, I'm very, very flirty person, and I always looked older than I was. He knew I was only 19, but like, I'm still legal, like whatever. But he was flirting with me before he went out, and then when he got home, he was all like drinking and
you
whatever.
You banged him that night? This
yeah.
Fucking nuts.
And then he offered me money to pay for the kids, but it kind of felt like a sex transaction, so I didn't take the money.
She put the whole family to bed.
I did put that fucking family to sleep.
Wait. There's nothing that's gonna top that. That is ridiculous.
Wait, so that's why I like. So I was there for like 2.5 hours. It wasn't a long time, but like whatever. I put the kids to bed. He was out, and then he was back. I want to say it was like 11 o'clock. It wasn't that late. And then we were talking. I was like, "Oh, how was your guys' night? Like, how has it been? Like, separated and all this stuff." Whatever we were talking, and then he was like, "You know, it's hard getting back on the dating scene and whatever."
It's
and then
hard,
we just,
right?
Yeah, it's hard, all right. And we just started talking, and then it happened. And then he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I got to give you money." And I was like, "At this point, it doesn't feel right."
Where
taking
were
it.
The kids?
Sleeping.
Did you ever babysit again?
No, I didn't go back. I mean, it was a good time, and it was like a fantasy you could live out. But like,
wait.
I never went back because I was just like, "How do I go to this house and like normally babysit for these kids again?"
No, you don't.
You don't.
You know.
No, yeah. So
it's over.
Yeah, that was it for me. Wow. And I was like, I was nervous that he was going to tell the family that I consistently babysat for, because I was like, I don't want them thinking like, oh, I don't want her around my husband now.
Yeah, imagine he hit up the dad and was
yeah,
like,
yo,
hey, you're
great babysitter.
You don't have to pay. She'll blow you.
Fuck you. If I had taken the money, wouldn't I feel like...
She's beloved by the whole family. I'm like,
I thought mine sucked, so I'm very happy that you guys like this one.
Does anyone know this story? Were you like a little ashamed of it?
I wasn't ashamed of it. I always forget about that it happened until I like search deep in my soul and then remembered. But like, there's other stories you have that like you forget that you did, and then you're like, wow, that's a good one. I guess I should tell them that.
Like, did you tell your friends at the time, or were you like, this is a little weird? Like, it's
no,
because
I was young and like at 19. When you're 19 and somebody's like 35, a father, they're like, what do you mean? Like, you slept with a 35-year-old dad, and I'm like, it's not weird. He was hot as fuck, and like, it was a good time. But like,
do you remember it being like weird old person sex?
No,
or like it was good?
No, because I've had not weird old person sex, but like I've had sex with another dad, and like
we're weird old people now, by the
no
way.
We're the old people. No, but and he like grunted really weird, and that was the last time I ever spoke to him again. Yeah, so it wasn't like that. It was like really good. So I was like I don't know, I feel really uncomfortable like telling people this, because I don't want them to be like, ew, you like old guys. Like, no, I don't. I'm 35. Like,
What a reveal. Clap it up for that confession.
Well, I'm shocked you guys liked it because I didn't know how that was going to go off. So,
you know what? Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, play the rest of the game. Do some more confessions. Alan?
Sounds like a plan.
These are our confessions. We'll be right back. Da, 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 da. I don't know the words.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for its sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Guys, one of my favorite things ever, as you know, is BetterHelp. I just don't think enough people understand how important getting help is. And what's more important is being comfortable with it, because I think the hardest part is getting out of your house. I always feel more comfortable in like the safety of my room or my couch.
Yeah, I think that's so important because like what Tracy said, that's her safe place. So what BetterHelp lets you do is get professional licensed therapist help in the comfort and safety of your own home and online.
The good thing about BetterHelp is it's more affordable than traditional online counseling. Also, financial aid is available.
You can send a message to your counselor at any time. And BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need.
The service is available for clients worldwide. It's depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, and self-esteem. So there's licensed professional counselors who can cover it all.
So many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/badexamples. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/badexamples.
Get all the help you need without leaving the comfort of your own home. I feel like when you have kids, all you end up cooking is like dino nuggets and mac and cheese, which is fucking ridiculous.
True.
Until my HelloFresh gets delivered and then I'm cooking some like sesame almond crusted.
Are the meals fancy for the children?
They love it.
If you don't know what HelloFresh is at this point, you are missing out. HelloFresh offers convenient delivery right to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. The recipes are easy to follow, quick to make, and with simple steps and pictures to guide you along the way.
You're getting fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
You can actually save 40% by using HelloFresh versus shopping at your local grocery store. Why are you not using HelloFresh?
Go to HelloFresh.com/badexamples80 to use your code examples80 and get a total of $80 off your first month, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh for more details.
Go to HelloFresh.com/examples80 and use code examples80 to get a total of $80 off your first month, including free shipping on your first box. All right, y'all, we're back. We've got more confessions.
Somebody else better top mine because I'm not going out as the worst guy.
I had to take a rebound after that one. I mean, that is a crazy story.
Damn.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
I feel like it's everyone's fantasy, no? Like babysitting and then like hooking up with the dad.
Yeah,
like
the hot dad's dad. Like, hi, yeah, sure, why not?
So like I feel better about it now admitting to it. Damn, but like I in the past, I never like was okay with admitting it.
I'm past that like prime of my life. That will never happen to me.
No.
It's really sad.
I'm happy that it happened because it like now I look back, I'm like, wow, it's another check off my list.
Yeah. But don't cry because it happened. Smile because...
Wow, that seems like a real inspirational quote for really slutty action. I don't know.
All right, Rach, what do we got for the next confession? These are our confessions. All
right. This one's a little longer.
Oof.
The first time I ever hooked up with someone from a dating app, I got so nervous walking to their house that I threw up red wine all over the sidewalk and it looked like a murder scene.
I already know who this is.
Sabotage.
Of course it is.
I think it's Brandon.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna have to sabotage because she doesn't know what normal answers are. Like quick sentences. She fucking elaborates on everything. I'm gonna hardcore go with sabotage.
I'm going sabotage too.
I'm going Brandon.
Alan is right. It's Brandon.
No. Oh, God. You know what sucks? I think all my answers so far were sabotage.
I don't blame you. All right. We're calling Brandon.
Wow.
Brandon?
Yes.
What does red wine taste like coming back up?
Like embarrassment.
Like embarrassment. Amazing.
Wait, what, can you explain this in detail? And did anybody see this?
Did anybody see it? I feel like there was like a passerby, but it was night, so I was protected by the darkness.
Did you like drive past the crime scene the next day and be like,
that's my throw up?
Oh my gosh, no, but it really did look like a crime scene. I threw up like, it was like, I don't usually projectile vomit, but I did that day.
Wait, what, you were nervous?
Yeah, I was really nervous. I had never like used the app before to go do that.
So you mean Grindr?
Yes, I do.
Were you nervous? Yes, were you nervous there was going to be a gay serial killer on the other end?
Yes.
Bro,
yes.
I agree. That's scary as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I had never, it was the first time, so I was nervous. And then, yeah, I threw up everywhere.
And did you not hang out with him?
Did you have, like, red lips, like, stain when you got there?
I walked back home, and I brushed my teeth.
Wow. That's a real man. That's a real man.
What consideration.
That's a gay man
right
there. Yeah,
that's a gay man. He was like, I'm sorry. Oral hygiene first.
Yeah, no straight men.
Then oral sex.
Just going back home to brush their teeth.
No. Straight men are going to fucking gum it up.
Gum it up real quick. Wow.
Amazing.
And what happened the end of that night?
Yeah.
Was it love?
It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I left very relaxed.
Oh, I'm sure.
Wow. Who guessed that right? Alan got your confession.
I have
right.
None right so far.
Yeah, Tracy's not very good at this game.
You didn't know it was me?
I guess sabotage.
Yeah, I should have known this one was you. It involved wine.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yes. Thanks for sharing, babe.
It's part of my daily routine.
Yeah, exactly.
You're amazing.
And food didn't come up. It was just red wine.
That's his Listerine.
it was just wine. I'm on an all-wine diet.
Good for you, baby.
Love you, Brandon. Thank you.
I love you, too. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I know you're probably working. We're like, tell us about the time.
Tell us about the time you threw off.
On the way to get dick. Bye.
Bye.
Alan won.
I like that Tracy has been like sabotage for everything.
That's what
Tracy
I said.
Just like, of course sabotage would do all of these
things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's my problem is that now I'm going to not guess sabotage because I keep guessing her and it's going to be hers. And then I'm going to be like, fuck, I could have won.
Every single one of these things are
or something
things.
Sabotage would do.
Nobody's guessed Denny yet. Why? Is that because he's like a
No, I don't. When I hear Denny's, I'm going to know Denny's.
All right. These are our confessions. All right. I'm nervous. Mine's coming up. Oh my God. Where is it going to be? All right. Go, go, go.
Okay. I was once sleeping with two people at the same time and had a pregnancy scare with both of them.
Fuck. This could go so many ways. This could literally be Denny, Jess, Alan, or sabotage at this point.
Yeah, those are who left. Great, good job.
No, but they all scream, you guys. Like, there's not one who I'm like, that's definitely not him.
I mean, I wish I could guess Tracy again because that would be Tracy's my guess.
I haven't slept with two guys.
That's 100% a Tracy move. All right, I mean... Sabotage.
I'm going Jess.
I'll go sabotage.
If I don't win this one, the level of anger that I'm going to have for purposely not guessing sabotage because I have for the rest of them, I'm going to be pissed.
Whose confession?
It's Alan.
What? Oh. Holy shit, Alan, what the fuck?
Yo, you tricked me with that wording.
So the best part is one of the two people is Rachel.
Oh my God.
This is the greatest. This tops mine.
Oh my God.
So Rachel and I both worked at the same like summer internship, and we weren't like together. We were just like sleeping together and pretending like we weren't together.
Wow.
So I was also sleeping with someone else. And
did Rachel know this?
Rachel knew. Rachel came to me and was like, I'm late.
Rachel did come.
Like, oh,
Rachel did come to you.
She came to you.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Rachel, we need an input.
I went into work, And while I was at work, the other person I was sleeping with came up and was like, I think I'm late. And I literally was like,
Oh my God.
We are now calling you the dun 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 super cum.
Super cum. You really are, daddy. Like, wait, were you like freaking out?
Oh my God. Yeah, I was freaking out.
Little
like,
pastor's boy knocking up two bitches.
Yo,
two different twins. Like,
imagine Alan had like two kids the same exact age with two different women. That would have been iconic.
That's the most pimp move I've ever heard, honestly.
You really blew it on that one, Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I hear Rachel laughing in the background.
Rachel probably wasn't laughing then.
Rachel was not laughing.
Wait, did you tell Rachel, like, oh, BTW, there's another here.
So I did. And the most awkward thing was that, like, I went with Rachel to buy the pregnancy test. And
did you get an extra one for your other girl?
Well, like, no, like we ran into her there.
Was she doing the same thing?
I have no idea. I just know that like she got really upset that I was there with Rachel.
Wow. Well, Rachel's the obvious pick, you guys.
Yeah.
There's no other vote except for Rachel. So well played, Alan. But also, I would have loved to see you walking around with twins of two mothers.
Twins of two mothers. Wait, like imagine being the girl that...
Imagine like, that's why we called him daddy.
And you... Yeah. Imagine you walk in the store and there's Alan, not only with another chick, but in the like pregnancy test aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Alan.
Wow.
What a dog.
Courageous confession.
This is Alan's
As
confession.
We were checking out, the cashier was just like, congratulations. And we were like, could you shut?
Little ass Rachel.
Wait, it's so funny. I always feel uncomfortable buying pregnancy tests because I always feel like the checkout girl is judging me. Like, is she excited or does she want this baby? Like, she doesn't know how to respond.
Yeah. I mean, Rachel probably looked like she was a kidnap victim next to Alan.
Yeah. They were like, they were like, oh, this has a...
Like, yeah, hostage. Yeah, hostage.
This is amazing.
I can't believe I didn't guess fucking Alan.
Why would I have guessed that? I didn't know Alan was such a pimp.
But that was good because it was worded to make me think it was a woman.
Me too. That's why I thought it was you because it has Jess written all over it.
Oh my God, Alan. Good one. That's an excellent, excellent one. And I hope all your friends and family hear this. All right. Let's fucking do this. We got three left. We've got me, Sabotage, and Denny. Why is my heart like pounding right now?
Because it's up to the three of you.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I shit my pants waiting in line to get into a nightclub.
Sabotage.
Denny.
I'm saying Jess.
I can't breathe.
I'm saying Jess.
I can't breathe. I'll break up with Denny.
Denny. Officer Denny shit his pants.
Rage.
It's Jess.
Wow. That's your confession.
I knew that shit.
That's your confession?
It's so much worse. Okay. So this goes back to the last time I ever had an energy drink.
Wow. Ever?
Ever. I was
Red Bull makes you shit your pants. I forgot that.
Red Bull gives you shit.
It's the only thing I can associate to what went wrong. I don't know, but I was pounding energy drinks before the club. Like pounding. And now I wrote pants because I didn't want to give it away, but I was certainly in a dress.
Oh, wow.
And we're online to get into the club. And I'm just like, what is this feeling?
That would be shit.
I'm going to shit my pants. So I ran away.
Like, break into song. What is this?
I can't believe the queen of I don't talk about shit's confession is
Tracy,
I shit my pants.
It wasn't like that night. So I literally ran around to the back of the building, didn't make it. My underwear was ruined. I took my underwear off and I left it shit stained behind the club.
This is why she doesn't talk about shit, you guys. When we say no butt stuff, when Jess is like, again, this is why it's her PTSD acting up.
Back to the line with no underwear on in my dress, probably smelling like I stepped in shit.
Wow.
And I did not tell anybody I was with that night. I was with a guy, a bunch of my friends.
For sure a confession.
And I went into the bathroom and like the second we got in, I like cleaned up after myself, but I wanted to like my shit-stained underwear is probably still behind the
That's the fucking night. Ratchet,
like,
Jessica.
Imagine who found that one day.
I can't believe that this is your... I'm fucking shook that this is your confession.
And I swear, I, like, racked my brains for years to come. Like, what happened? What went wrong? And the only thing I could think of was that I was pounding energy drinks, and I never had one again, though. Is that...
Wow.
I'm terrified of them.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And it's all because I shit my pants.
Denny goes, what's your confession? I'm like, oh, I'm not telling you.
Yeah,
never
don't worry.
Know.
He won't listen to this podcast anyway.
Nope, nope. And I'm like, I'll make something up. I'll tell him something different today. I'm not telling him that.
Use mine. He'll believe it.
Oh, my God.
All right. This next one is between Denny and Sabotage. And then what will we use? Two confessions for whoever's left and say, did this person do this or that? Is that how we're going to do it?
Yeah, that's what
okay,
I'm
cool.
Do.
Cool. Got it.
Great. All right. When I was a kid, my childhood friend dared me to jerk off my friend's dog, a huge boxer named Horny Herc, for all of maybe 67 cents.
Wait a minute.
This has got to be Denny, right? Like, nobody
if this
actually...
isn't Denny, then this is exactly why Sabotage is why she is.
If this is Denny, another reason I'm dumping him.
So. I mean, also, he jerked off a dog. Don't leave Beetle around him by himself.
This just, like, screams, though, like, your guy friends.
Yeah, this is shit, like when you think your man's cheating on you, this is what he's really doing. He's definitely cheating on me. Meanwhile, no, he's just jerking off a dog for 60 cents. Don't worry about it.
I hope this came up in his psyche, Val, for being a cop.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I'm going Sabotage because I can't think my husband would jerk a dog
off. I'm going to go Denny because I will never speak to Sabotage if she jerked off a dog.
Alan, who's your guess?
I think Denny.
Oh, God, Rachel?
All right, it's Sabotage.
Wow!
I did edit it because she did say that it was her guy friends. So it was a similar thing to what Alan was guessing.
Oh, wow.
My God, we're calling her.
I don't want to know this. I don't want to know what her excuse is. This, just when I thought all of Sabotage's confessions were bad, this is the fucking worst. This is literally what you call fucking animal control over. Except for the animal is the person jerking off the dog.
She jerked off Horny Herc.
We can't cut her off. Hello?
Sally, is this you?
This is Sally.
You jerked the dog off?
You're not allowed in this house anymore.
You know, desperate times call for desperate.
No, they don't.
She needed that 67 cents, y'all.
Yo.
Exactly. So, first of all, let's use jerk off very loosely. And then I didn't fucking do it until the dog came.
Oh, that makes it better.
You're right. Oh, then it's okay.
So much better.
You didn't come do it to
conclusion.
You gave
the dog blue balls. That's cool. You know?
Yeah, what a jerk.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
And out of all of the confessions, that was the one.
Wait, was mine the best?
I mean,
the best is used loosely in this. I would say yours is the worst.
If anything, you guys have to think about it. Like, if you know me, you know that I like a good laugh at my own expense. That's the reason why I call in here and get ripped off.
Yes, well, this is why you were my guest for every confession. I just kept saying Sabotage.
Yeah, everything. She was like, Sabotage? Sabotage?
I wonder if my feet, my feet for the rest of my life, like, jerking off dogs was the reason why I'm 36 and can't find anybody. What was everybody else's?
Let's see. Tracy slept with the kid she was babysitting's dad. Alan almost knocked up two girls at the same time. What else?
Told off Kid Cudi's manager dressed as a porn star.
And I'm not saying mine.
And Jess shit her pants online for a club.
I don't believe her.
That's what I said. The queen of no butt stuff.
She fucking came up with that as a lie.
Told you it's so fucked up.
She said no one would believe her. That's what she said.
Can't. Well, thanks, Sabotage.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
These are our confessions.
I don't know what else to say.
So that leaves one person left. It's Denny, right?
Well, we have to guess which one Denny is.
Okay.
You're going to read two confessions, correct?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to read two confessions, and you have to guess which one is Denny.
Okay.
All right. I lost my virginity 50 feet from every single one of my teachers.
Whoa, whoa. Can you read that again?
I lost my virginity 50 feet from every single one of my teachers.
Okay.
Or I almost had sex with Sabotage Sally in high school.
Wow. Are we allowed to do this?
So I'm going to guess that wasn't Alan.
I don't want to go with the obvious and say that Sabotage, because I don't know if he's supposed to have known her in high school.
Oh my God. All right. So Tracy lost her virginity in front of her teachers. Is that what we're saying?
Denny. So you're saying Denny almost slept with Sabotage?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's definitely what happened. I'm positive that Denny almost had sex with Sabotage.
This will literally make me uncomfortable every time they're in the room together, Rachel? If this is true.
Yeah, it's Sabotage.
Wow.
Okay, but the other one is real, so you have to guess who it is.
It's Tracy.
It's Alan. Plot twist, Rachel.
No, it's Alan.
Yes!
Right. Oh my God, Alan!
Alan, you're way underrated. I'm sorry. You are under fucking rated.
These are
as a human being. Can we address the Sally thing right now?
All right, let's call Denny and then we'll get back to Alan.
I need to know right now why he almost fucked the biggest fuck up in this world. Call him, interrupt his garage sale shopping.
Hello.
You have so much explaining to do.
Can you explain how you almost had sex with Sabotage Sally?
Yeah, probably can't do that right now.
Oh, why? Are you at a garage sale and people are judging you? Because believe me, it's worse here.
Yes.
Well, walk away from your whatever find. Can you explain your relations with Sabotage Sally?
I'd rather not.
Well, unfortunately, that's not the game.
What do you mean you almost?
Why don't you ask her?
Oh my God, this is going way weirder. Did you not know this, Jess?
Can you explain why it didn't happen?
I don't know.
He is a man of no words, yeah. Not few
she
words.
Was, you know she is now. She's always been like that.
What, like sabotaging?
This is like back in high school.
Yeah, so why didn't you go through with it? I feel like most guys would sleep with whoever they could get to sleep with in high school.
Not when you realize she was going to fuck up your whole life.
Exactly.
I wait till she finds out that she was your confession.
You think in a weird way that I somehow affected her being really down?
Yes,
like
for
you
sure.
you turned her down in high school when like every guy is just dying to like sleep with whoever.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? Like she was crazy in high school and you just knew that would follow you around forever?
Clearly.
Wow.
She walked up to him and was like, "Hey, I like it in the butt. Is that okay?"
Yeah.
Imagine if she would have done the move she does now, we would have been in business.
Wow, my God.
Wow.
Goodbye.
All right, I gotta go.
Yes, bye. You do.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Alan, tell us about losing your virginity with your teachers, like watching pretty much.
So my parents growing up were both educators, and my dad was the principal of my high school.
Wow.
Wait, what?
A pastor and a principal?
Yeah, my dad.
It's
got to
be the worst of the worst combination.
And my principal of my high school.
Jesus.
And they were having a holiday party at our house where all the faculty, all the staff, all the teachers of our school were in attendance. And me and my girlfriend were in my room upstairs doing the deed.
Wow.
And we actually, it was funny. We had an intercom system in our house. And at one point, someone, like one of the principals, actually the assistant principals, did a message up and was like, "All right, now you better not be doing anything."
Wow.
Which is what gave us the idea to do something.
Oh my
good. Setting the tone. Setting the tone.
I was gonna say, was this planned? Like, this is a great night to do it.
Wow, all our teachers are here.
Like, how'd you even like get a boner? I'd be so nervous.
No, sneaky sex is the best sex. What do you mean?
Not when your dad's the principal.
Hell fucking yeah, it is.
Oh my
Jessica,
God.
Jessica, ask Denny. It's not hard for any 16-year-old to get a boner.
Accurate.
Oh,
you just have
God.
One. It just happens.
You just have one. It's just there all the time.
Wow.
What a day this has been.
Yeah, I've learned way too much about way too many people.
Yeah, agree. All right, let's wrap up the show with some confessions from the baddies, and we can absolve them of their sins.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think we should write each other's. Go ahead.
The first is, I'm 25 and never kissed anyone.
Wow.
Yeah, one Hail Mary and go fucking kiss the first person that makes eye contact with you. Next.
Wow.
All right.
Never kissed at 25. That's a big deal. Not having sex at 25 is like a big deal.
Yeah.
Not having kissed, like,
you don't know what you're missing. Alan, don't wait until you don't have teeth.
Producer Alan, your job is to find this person so we can call her for the next episode, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do my best. Our next one is, I love after you shower and you get to pull the hair that has fallen into your butt out of your booty.
That is an interesting confession. I wouldn't say
I don't enjoy that. I think it fucking is so weird, but it happens to everyone.
It happens.
Also, I take it out while I'm in the shower. I don't wait until after to make it a thing.
I don't get off on it. I'm not like, yeah,
I'm not pulling over for it.
Alan, does that happen to you or is that a girl thing?
I mean, when my hair is long, like, I find it in places.
You have booty hair? Yeah.
But guys have to be careful. If one wraps around it, it could cut it off.
Wait a second.
My God.
Yeah, that's what you, when you have babies, like, and you have a boy, they're always like, oh, be careful and check for, like, if when you're changing them, your piece of hair gets in there because it could wrap it around and cut off the circulation.
Alan?
Yes?
This person enjoys their booty hair in their butt.
It's filthy.
How many Hail Marys?
I would say six.
I was going to say seven.
Yeah.
Seven Hail Marys.
I think seven Hail Marys.
Yeah.
Batty.
And also, go fucking look at yourself in the mirror and realize what you fucking are into. That's your penance. Goodbye.
I'm being generous with the seven, by the way. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, next.
I eat my boogers. I don't think they taste gross. They don't really have a taste at all.
So someone that listens to our show.
I eat them.
Someone that listens to our show that calls themselves Batty eats their own boogers. You can do, go ahead and give 10. You can go ahead,
and then three Our Fathers and a go slap yourself in the face. What the fuck?
Oh man.
I think this episode should be called Forgive Me Jesus for I Have Sinned. Because this is fucking weird. This is weird shit.
When I was a young teen, I ate out my best friend and since have had the most, have almost craved tasting a woman again.
10.
Okay.
My husband knows. And it's usually our topic of conversation during sex.
10 for not just inviting one in. 10 Hail Marys.
10 for the fact that it was your best friend. And I hate everything about this story.
Do not fuck your best friends, guys. Do not.
I can't. Oh, my God.
Also,
imagine having
act on your craving. Like,
one move like that and then using it forever.
Also, like, what a fucking hero her friend is that she ate her out once and can't stop thinking about it. That's fucking grade A pussy right there.
Wow. I wonder why she never did it again.
Well, because she probably can't get anyone that grade A. That's like top quality meat right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's boar's head.
Oh, my fucking God. Throw up.
Are we done, Alan? Please say we're almost done. We have the most fucked up listeners.
We have one more.
All right.
And I have to say, I don't think we can absolve them of this.
Oh. Oh, no.
Because when they broke up with their boyfriend, they had a threesome with their pastor and his wife.
Wow.
I'm still a very active member in my church. I bet you are.
Yeah, you're active in your church. You're right.
We can't absolve you of that because the only person who can
is God himself. Yeah. Only God himself can come down and tell you that it's going to be okay.
Wait, so not that's only did a one you track fuck pass your pastor, to hell right there. You had a threesome with your pastor.
Also, threesome what church do you go pastor, to? What right? church like, are you a part of? Spread the word of love.
Oh, they're spreading a lot.
Oh, yes. They're spreading all the love.
Tracy just suddenly got interested in Sunday
also, I'm going
services.
To church.
She has some own services to give out. Wait, Alan, what? What? I'm concerned that these
I'm concerned that maybe this
listeners.
Pastor is truly fucking the people that are in. Where do you sit? Do you sit on the right side or the left side?
Imagine going back and
do you
like,
take the holy
pew.
Water when they come around or
I have a feeling this all started when, you know, they make you kneel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's all very, very low key.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
yeah.
It's all sexual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every time he says something about sharing the love, she's looking dead in his eye.
Yeah.
These are
eye contact.
Peace be with you.
Yeah, no, peace be with you.
This penis be with you.
Yeah, penis be with you. And also with you.
He's like, peace be with you, peace be with you, penis be with you.
Here, open your mouth and I'll put this cracker in it.
That's the tip if you're the one, if you're the chosen one. Okay, wow. We got to end this episode. Should we just end the series here? Like, the podcast is over.
Ended. This is the absolute period. Done. Like, there's no up we can go from here. There's no way to top this.
Going out with a banger, yeah, for sure.
No, we can't end it here. We can't. If we joke about that too much, people are going to be like, oh, is the podcast over?
I don't know where there is to go from here. There's we just found go. Out in one day someone fucked Sabotage Sally almost. Someone shit their pants online. Someone almost impregnated two women. Someone fucked a babysitting dad.
I just want to put in perspective. Imagine Rachel's email inbox.
No.
Getting these emails and just being like, Alan,
this is mortifying.
Stop producing the show.
Her targeted ads are going to be real fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's ads are just going to be a lot of sex toys.
Well, these were our confessions. Whew. We are done.
Done.
Confessing.
Done.
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 Show's over. We love you, baddies. Please don't mention this on social media.
Please love us after this. Don't leave us. We're sorry.
We're sorry. Alan, any last words? Can you absolve me and Tracy?
Yeah, I think for Jess, you need 15 Hail Marys and a box of Depends.
She and, said shit.
Tracy needs 10 Hail Marys and a chastity belt.
Done.
Done.
See you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.